a mission agency tries to refocus help to Pakistan's tragedy. Witchcraft and elections prompt a unique response from an evangelistic group, and an urgent prayer need comes from Tajikistan. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Pakistan tops today's news. Earthquake relief efforts there have already faded off the front page with the arrival of Hurricane Wilma in the United States. World Hope's Joanne Lyon says the trouble is keeping the focus on so many needs in the disaster zones. This year has been especially challenging due to the number of tragedies ranging from a tsunami to multiple hurricanes.
With all of the tragedies that have been happening, we forget the last one. For example, Wilma hurricane, we kind of have forgotten about Guatemala, and we've forgotten about Pakistan, we've forgotten about all those, and we tend to think it's all fixed in our minds, but it isn't. You know, Sri Lanka and Indonesia are kind of far in our memory now.
Lyon says their Pakistani partners were called to help in the quake zone because of their earlier work in Afghanistan.
This opened up the door for them to be able to share, and they have to do it in ways that only they know how to do this in an appropriate way. Actually, it's the love of Jesus in tangible form. And they've been able to do that. They're still working up there.
Elsewhere, we find reports of witch doctors being used to influence Tanzania's recent election. Grace Ministries International's Sam Vinton says the practice has proven troublesome for their missionaries. That's especially true when sorcery has been employed to the Congo to influence political office.
These strong, ingrained ideas that if I'm in power, the only way I can be sustained here in power is by having one of these witch doctors or sorcerers to be my protector, and of course they are paid. This is one of the issues that we are facing, and I think you have also read about it happening in election time.
Vinton believes it's a culturally accepted norm, even among those who call themselves Christians.
We're beginning in our churches in Congo to start back over again to salvation and bring in the idea who God is and how sin came into the world, the awfulness of sin and what you're delivered from, and trying to tie that into our evangelistic thrust.
You're listening to Mission Network News. The Bible League's Tajikistan director is asking for prayer about a shipment of New Testaments being held in customs. Officials dispute the need for scriptures. They're also imposing a huge import fee, and they're charging storage fees while the shipment is detained. Because the situation is drawing attention, the director is in danger. He may become subject to many unpleasant meetings with government officials. Pray that God would make a way to get the scriptures to Christians in Tajikistan. Next, a Christian university is providing even more tools to help Christians develop the skills needed to lead English as a Second Language ministry. Cornerstone University's Michael Pasquale started their English as a Second Language program 6 years ago, and it's growing.
We have an undergraduate minor in training teachers to teach English. We also have an associate's degree in teaching English as a second language. And so now we're adding the graduate component.
The graduate program is something that will do even more to allow Christians access to some closed countries.
Several countries do not allow missionaries to come in as a missionary, but they do want teachers. And so to have credentials from a university that state that you have a degree in TESOL will give you a visa to be able to go.
The program is friendly to missionaries as it's mostly done online. Go to our website for information. And JARS, the organization that speeds Bible translation for Wycliffe Bible translators and others, is hosting a celebration next week for the Gula translation. Gula is a language spoken in the U.S. by descendants of West African slaves. It's derived from an older form of English and West African languages. This will mean that preachers won't have to make up translations into Gula on the spot, and they won't be different each time. Pray that many will respond to God's word. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is now offering church bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news that can help keep missions in front of your church each month. For information, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You can also see a sample and subscribe at our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.